The Games We Play by I Am the Enemy, read by Fish Patrol. 7. Best out of 15, Ronnie said when Shepard beat him for the sixth time in a row. Are you going to keep doing this until you finally win? Shepard asked, because we'll be here all day. I've been lulling you into a false sense of security, Ronnie replied. Okay. 20. They build bombs. Ronnie sighed and moved his bishop. You keep coming back to that. Bombs? They were forward-thinking, and it's not like I told them to. No, you provided them with a step-by-step instructions on how to do it all on their own, Shepard responded, capturing Ronnie's pawn with one of his own. You're just jealous that my country would have totally obliterated your country in the end, Ronnie said. Please, we were in control the whole time. All we needed was one military unit to make it into the city and— You're both sick, you know that, right? Cadman asked as she walked past the table with a tray of food. They glanced at each other guiltily before, with a jolt, Ronnie remembered the time. I have to go, he said. I was supposed to meet Katie at 7 and it's shit, 5 after. Pushing away from the table, he got out of his seat. We'll finish this tomorrow. Shepard nodded and moved a piece on the board. Sure. Great, Ronnie said, gathering his laptop and papers. Then I'll see you. Check, Shepard said, interrupting him. He froze. What? Check, Shepard repeated with a smirk. How? Ronnie muttered, dropping his things back on the table and returning to his seat. He was already late, after all. A couple more minutes wouldn't hurt. 35. Hi, boys. Ronnie looked over to see Katie taking a seat next to him. Hi, he said, feeling suddenly and inexplicably nervous. What are you doing here? I came by for a soda and saw you two playing, so I thought I'd watch. She smiled at him and popped the tab on her can of Diet Coke. Ronnie didn't know when playing chess with Shepard had become a private ritual, but apparently it had. They played in the mess, granted, but not even Ronan and Taylor interrupted them. Ronnie felt like having Katie there was violating some sort of unspoken rule between him and Shepard. How are you, Colonel? Katie asked. Shepard's arms were crossed over his chest, but he still gave her a loose grin. Good, and you? I'm fine. What? She asked, her smile dimming when she noticed Rodney's face. It's just... what? She repeated. Nothing, he replied a little too quickly, not wanting to hurt her feelings. We're glad you're here, aren't we, Colonel? Absolutely, Shepard replied. In fact, it's a good thing you showed up, Doctor. I've got a ton of work to do before my meeting tomorrow with Elizabeth. Why don't you take my place here? But, Rodney said, watching as Shepard stood up. Okay, Katie said to Rodney after dropping herself into Shepard's seat. I'm just letting you know now that I'm not very good. 36. Sorry about... Ronnie let himself trail off, moving his knight instead. What? Shepard asked, glancing up. Nothing. 42. This is getting ridiculous. How do you keep winning? By being better than you? Shepard suggested. Ronnie ignored him, lost in his own musings. I mean, it's pure luck, obviously, since comparing my intelligence to yours is like comparing King Kong to a hobbit. Thanks, Ronnie, Shepard drawled. Oh, the same could be said about anyone, he replied generously. But the question is how? Just the laws of probability say I have to win one sometime. Now there's a thought. Maybe it's because you're a natural gene carrier. Atlantis could somehow be getting inside your head and enabling you to win. Yeah, that, Shepard said, looking amused. Or, you know, I could just be much, much better than you. Please, be realistic, Ronnie scoffed. 56. The chessboard had been set up on the table next to Rodney's bed in the infirmary when he came to about an hour ago. There has to be a limit on how many times I can get hit with a stunner before it leads to permanent brain damage, Rodney said carefully, his words slurring together. Shepard crossed his rook to the other side of the board in a ploy that Rodney wasn't nearly stupid enough to fall for, his temporarily paralyzed state notwithstanding. That would explain a lot. Ha ha, Rodney grumbled. That's right, mock the dying man. I can't move my legs, you know. It's been almost 6 hours since I was hit. Carson says you're going to be fine. Still your turn. All right. Rodney ignored the siren call of Shepard's rook and instead moved his knight to f5. And I've seen the way that man works. It's just making stuff up as he goes along. I am standing right here, Carson commented without lifting his eyes from his microscope. The nurse on duty tittered as she fiddled with Rodney's IV. The microscope's fake, he stage whispered to Shepard. It keeps him entertained during the day so that the rest of us can get our work done. Also, it makes him feel important. Never wise to taunt the man in charge of the pain medication, Rodney. That's a good point, Rodney admitted, turning back to the game. He bit back a yawn as Shepard nudged a bishop forward on his face. So, Colonel, the people on that planet, are we going back to... Don't worry about it right now, Shepard interrupted. Why not? Rodney asked, pointedly looking down at his bedridden state. Not like I have anything else to do. Maybe you should concentrate a little more on your game, then. Please, I caught onto your trap like 10 minutes ago. Yeah? Shepard said, cocking an eyebrow and moving his queen. Checkmate. What? Rodney spluttered, glaring at the board and feeling betrayed by his neatly cornered pieces. He slumped back against the pillows, and once he did, his eyes began to shut of their own accord. That's not fair. I'm mortally wounded. He slipped off into sleep to the sound of the wooden pieces being packed up, Shepard's fingers brushing against the inside of his wrist, Shepard's voice saying, Night, buddy. 67. They were playing for nearly half an hour before Shepard finally broached the subject.
So, Dr. Brown.
Not talking about it, Rodney said, focusing all of his attention on the board. The situation was humiliating enough without having to explain to Shepard that he'd been dumped, and for someone that saw sciences no less. Shepard moved a pawn. I walked in on her and perished in the third floor greenhouse this afternoon. Rodney's head jerked up.
You did?
Botanists, Shepard said with a sad shake of his head. Despite himself, Rodney snorted.
I know. What were they thinking?
He surveyed the board speculatively, trying not to let his excitement show. When Shepard took his queen and before his hand even left the board, Rodney made the winning move.
Checkmate! He crowed, delighted.
68.
You could do better.
Excuse me, Rodney protested defensively. Who won the last game?
That's not what I meant, Shepard said.
What?
Oh.
77.
It's crowded in here today.
Shepard looked around the quarter-full mess before raising an eyebrow at Rodney.
No, it's not.
No, it's not, Rodney agreed sadly.
It wasn't, but he thought of that segue with the 7 o'clock dinner rush in mind. Where was everyone? Didn't they need to eat?
He morosely moved his knight.
Your move.
Shepard watched him for a long moment.
You know, he finally said, I think you're right.
I am? Rodney asked, eyes widening.
Yeah, this place is pretty full.
Well, we could go to my quarters, Rodney suggested hopefully.
Cool,
Shepard said and grinned. The end.